All right, we're going to call to order the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. It is Monday, the 11th of December at 1:03 p.m. So let's do a roll call. James and Larry, if you guys will say your names, positions, and then we'll go around for Shelby and myself to say it as well.
James Horsley, board member.
Larry Myler, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
And I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen. And we have Jennifer with us back at our anchor location. So I don't show any public on the line. Jennifer, do we have anybody there at the anchor location?
Just myself.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll go to the agenda consent items. We have the minutes. And then do we have any payment requisitions or applications, James and Larry, that we need to cover?
I don't believe
any outstanding ones?
No.
Okay, perfect. Have you guys had a chance to review the minutes?
I have, yep.
Okay, you guys good with them?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Can I get a motion and a second then?
So moved.
Second.
Great. We have a motion and second.
You can second everyone.
Okay, we know what we're doing.
Right. We've got a plan going forward.
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. All right. Item C is public hearing. So we need to have a public hearing because we're going to adopt the final budget. So what I'm going to need is a motion to open the public hearing. Then we'll have Shelby go through the budget. Then we'll close the public hearing. And then how we actually adopt the budget is a budget resolution. That's what's required by the state. So if we can get a motion to open the public hearing.
I move that we open the public hearing.
Second.
Great. Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, so we are in the public hearing, and this is to take public comment regarding the final operating and capital budget for calendar year 2024. Again, I don't show anyone online. Jennifer doesn't have anyone there at the anchor location. So let us go to Shelby to go through the budget, answer any questions that you guys have. Shelby?
Yeah, thank you. So we did not make any changes to the budget from what we reviewed and discussed at the November meeting. So would you like me to run through this again or any other additional questions that we maybe didn't cover at the November meeting?
I don't have anything. No.
Okay. Easy.
Okay, perfect. All right, with that then, take a motion to close the public hearing.
If we could have you state your name as well for the record so that I can get this documented correctly, that would be great.
Sorry.
Yes, Jennifer. Larry Myler. Larry Myler, I move that we close the public hearing.
James Horsley, second.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, so the motion then is to approve the resolution, which adopts the final operating and capital budgets for 24. And then also included is the resolution. We need to state that we're going to keep the same mill levy. So state, you guys know we converted from mill levies to rates, I don't know, two decades ago. But with PIDs, we went back to the mill rates or mill levies. So we just need to say in the resolution that we're keeping to the district's mill levy. So that's what the resolution does.
I move that we adopt the proposed budget for 2024 and that we remain on the current mill levy increase.
Perfect. Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Appreciate that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye, Larry.
Aye, James.
Great. Unanimous. Okay, we'll go on. Item two on the action items is CLA's engagement. So I'll turn the time over for Shelby.
Okay, Thanks, Michael. So board, we do an annual renewal of our engagement letter at CLA. So this includes the master services agreement and statement of work. The language within those and the scope really has not changed from what you would have executed earlier this year when we were first engaged. I will note that I had Adam as the signer on those, so I will update that before we get that sent out for signature. But happy to answer questions, go into any further detail if needed.
No detail needed here.
Okay.
So the motion would be then that you guys would approve the engagement agreement and allow James to sign when Shelby gets you the new agreement.
I move that we as a board accept the current proposal for CLA's continued engagement and that the signator on that agreement move from James, from Adam to James Horsley.
Second.
Thanks, you two. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great. That's unanimous. Item three, we need to have an outside audit every year. This coming year will be the first, well, for 23 will be the first year that we need to do an audit. So in the procurement policy says that we'll need to go out and get three different bids from three different auditing firms. Right now we use Haney and Company for the other PIDs up north. We use Hinton Burdick for the PIDs down south. I'll reach out to those two, get kind of bids from them, and then I'll also get a third. We'll come back. What the resolution would say is that we're going to keep it to $8,000. I'll come back, send you guys an email on which one with a recommendation, and then you guys can send it back to me. Yes, yes. And then we'll have the engagement letter for James to sign. Does that sound okay with you guys?
Yes, with one change. Could you ask Adam to provide the third option? We
yes.
have audit. We have audits on other bonds, and he may want to put their hat in the ring here.
Okay, perfect. That actually helps with who to send it out to. All right, I will get a hold of him and have him give me a recommendation. We can do four. Doesn't the minimum is just three? So
I don't think
I'll
we
have
need
him give me the names.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Three would be adequate. Do you feel okay,
Jane?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Perfect. If I could get a motion to that effect, that would be great.
I move that we send out four bids for the audit of 2023 fiscal year and that Adam Campbell will be supplying one of those potential bidders.
Second.
Great. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, item four, the state requires us to post an annual meeting schedule. So we need to try to come up with, you know, the third Monday, second Monday, if Mondays work for you guys at a certain time. Is there any time that works better, dates that work better for you guys?
Can I suggest, and James, if this doesn't work, let me know, but we already have a standing staff meeting every Monday at 10. So we could have this meeting every first Monday at 11:30.
Yeah.
And that opens up the 12 o'clock slot for our partner meeting.
Okay.
All right. So first Monday of the month at 11:30, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Can I get a motion to that effect?
I move that going forward in 2024, the board meets every first Monday at 11:30 a.m.
Second.
Great. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great. Thanks, you too. That motion's unanimous. All right. Last thing, we have to do open and public meetings training every year. So the state auditor requires that. So we're going to do it right now, take about 5 minutes. That way we're covered for 2024. Are you guys good with that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Biggest thing we need to remember is for districts, we need to have the meetings open to the public. The idea is to allow public to come in, see the business of the board of the district so that they can participate if they want. Everything's above board, so to speak, for the public. So we have to do, with there being three board members, you guys know two is a quorum. So anytime you guys are going to talk about official PID business, if there's two of you, it needs to be in an open setting. When you guys are with your development hat, you don't have to, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. All of you guys can meet together. It's only when we cover specific narrow PID business that you guys need to worry about there being a quorum. So we have to do postings. So we post on the state website, as well as Jennifer posts down at the Anchor location down in St. George. That way, if anybody wants to attend or see, then they have the ability to go on the website, get the link so that they can participate if we need to. We have an electronic meeting policy in the bylaws that allows us to do these electronic meetings. What we need to have is an anchor location and then the link available through the website. So we cover all of that at the same time. The agendas have to be fairly specific. So we can't just list general items, but it needs to say, like today, that we were specifically adopting the 24 budget and renewing the mill levy. So you have to be fairly specific with those. We have to do the annual meeting schedule like we did. Those are all required. On the postings, we have to be specific with the day, the time that we're going to start, all of those things as well. Minutes are kept. You guys know that. So we have a recording. The recording has to be put on the website within 3 days. And then the official minutes are the actual written minutes. It's kind of weird that the written minutes and not the recording. But so the written minutes, those become official when we approve them. So we can keep them in draft form. We have them out there so people can look at them. But they're not official until you guys take action on them in one of the future meetings. Doesn't have to be the next meeting. They would like it to be the next meeting, but it's whenever they're approved is when the minutes become official. There is a chance we could go into closed sessions. That would be for any litigation. You guys are buying property, or the PID's buying property, I should say, for appraisals, for price. You know, we don't want anyone out there being able to undercut, do those kind of things with purchasing. Any business protected, trade secrets, commercial things going on, we don't want you guys to get hurt because we have to talk about it at the PID. So that's one of the things we could do, is go into closed session for that as well. Again, litigation. If the PID needed to do any security measures, any surveillance, any talk about security personnel, timing of those personnel, any of those things, we could go into closed. Any criminal investigations, allegations, misconduct, we can go into closed to talk about those that deal with the PID. Now, the only time closed meetings can be opened, because we do have to take minutes, we do have to record them, but the only time they can be opened is through a court order. Or if the state legislature says you got to open it, then we have to open it for them. But other than that, it has to be a court order in order to open a closed session. That's basically what you guys need as far as training. Any questions?
No questions.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys have any other business, anything for us that you need help with?
I don't know of any, James.
No, I think we're good.
Okay, perfect. If we could get a motion to adjourn, then we'd call it a day.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Thanks, guys. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Unanimous. All right. See you guys next time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Okay.
everyone. Have a good one.
Thanks. Yeah.